RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews The Boss, now playing in area theaters.
All of Melissa McCarthy's characters are different in name, style, and occupation. But take away the trappings, and what you have left is a physical pratfalling mess who goes loud and obnoxious for laughs. There was puppy-obsessed Megan in Bridesmaids, the felonious Diana in Identity Theft, Tammy, perhaps the worst leading character in a decade, bumbling spy Susan Cooper, and now Michelle Darnell, one of the richest women in the world, who will scream insults about your dead wife. The Boss, produced, written, and directed by everyone involved in Tammy, is a one-note comedic sine wave. Michelle starts from nothing, gets rich, goes back to nothing, rinse and repeat. I laughed at the most shocking moments, but the rest of The Boss is belabored and even boring. The Michelle Darnell character was a sketch comedy act from Melissa McCarthy's days with the Groundlings, the famous Los Angeles comedy troupe. Now, with the frame of an entire film to fill, Michelle lacks a dimension or two to carry it. Set to obvious tunes, young Michelle keeps getting returned to her orphanage, because three sets of adoptive parents can't stand her. Michelle's lessons learned here is families are not to be trusted, and will only hold you back. I wonder if this mindset will produce a misunderstanding later on and turn into Michelle's major obstacle to overcome. Cut ahead a few decades and Michelle headlines arenas with fireworks, choreographed moves with T-Pain, and assures the audience that if they follow her program to wealth, they will be rich as hell. Michelle gets busted for insider trading, does some time at a white-collar prison straight out of Arrested Development, and is back on the bottom again, begging her old assistant Claire, played by Kristen Bell, for a place to sleep. Claire is the boss's straight man. She must stand still and visually act shocked as Michelle does crazy things like get spray tanner all over the bathroom and fight the pull-out sofa bed. Michelle explains to Claire's preteen daughter Rachel, played by Ella Anderson, that white-collar crime does not count. We were all thinking it, and Michelle comes right out and says, "The world embraced Martha Stewart when she got busted. Why don't they embrace her?" Well, Martha Stewart doesn't yell at a widower, calling his recently deceased wife names, who did certain encounters with the entire IT department, even the weird guys. Michelle was not a very nice person when she was on top, and I'm not sure she ever receives the awakening we all assume is coming to realize how she used to be. Even though Michelle is now broke, she is still obnoxious and awful. Yet even this predictable eye-rolling script breaks out of the doldrums a few times. There is an Anchorman-esque gang fight between two sets of Girl Scouts that is unbelievable in the amount of violence the small girls inflict on one another. Unlike Anchorman, there are no grenades or tridents, but there are enough extreme body blows that not all of those girls are walking away from this melee. Soon enough, though, there is Melissa McCarthy falling down the stairs again, or getting a numb face when she eats fugu at the sushi place. Now you're asking about Peter Dinklage. Didn't you see him in the previews? I'm avoiding him because he's just a cartoon, and a close cousin to the guy he played last year in Pixels. McCarthy's real-world husband, Ben Falcone, is back to direct, and also co-wrote the screenplay. Granted, all of Falcone's work here is better than Tammy, but earning the title knockoff Troop Beverly Hills should not be taken as a compliment. Will Ferrell and Adam McKay, the gentleman just nominated for Best Director for The Big Short, and also behind the two Anchorman films, produced, and you can feel The Boss is in their wheelhouse, because the comedy is in similar territory. Just a league or three below their usual fare. I believe Melissa McCarthy is at her best as a supporting character. She was the funniest maid in Bridesmaids, because her limited screen time set her up for big laughs. She played semi-serious in St. Vincent, and even better, second fiddle to Bill Murray. When you put McCarthy front and center in every scene, all you give the audience is sensory overload. Chris Farley's shtick was diluted by the presence of David Spade. McCarthy lacks a David Spade here. Kristen Bell is here for the plot, not to be funny or check McCarthy in any way, and in the end, that's what will make a funny Melissa McCarthy film. Firm checks and balances. That is why I give The Boss 1.5 out of 4 stars.
The Boss is rated R, now playing at Regal Largo Mall 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, the Sunset Point Cinema Bar and Grill, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.